The next subjects are subjects that I hear general questions about, not a whole lot, but they are so important to the people who do ask them that I have asked you to do these particular subjects. The next one is called Christ consciousness. Would you touch on that for us, please?
As we are observing physical man today, no matter what part of the world he is living upon, we have noticed that for the most part, he spends most of his life experience looking for that set of rules against which he can pattern or compare his own life experience. And then he spends the rest of his life trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole, wondering why he cannot find happiness and joy within those rules. Man is, for the most part, looking outside of himself for that which is standard, or that which is truth, or that which is right. And in this world of great diversity, that can bring so much discontent because there are so many rules to choose from, you see. That which he seeks is not a set of rules that is outside of him. It is a guidance system that comes forth from within him. And as we watch physical man in this time, seeking the wisdom that was offered by that one, we have noticed that the physical man limits himself only to that which he can find in the books that have been translated again and again, in the books that have been edited and added unto, in the books that no longer say that which was said by the great one that they revere. And so what we are encouraging is, rather than looking through the relics of old, that all physical beings look inside themselves, that they speak with the Christ that lives today, not only with the one that lived 2,000 years ago. For it is our absolute knowing that there is not a being upon the earth that does not have access to the knowledge that comes forth from within. Now, whether he calls it Christ consciousness or whether he refers to it as the consciousness of some other great being, it matters not. For the same consciousness has been called by many different names, you see. What is important is that somehow he accesses that truth that comes forth from within.